Five skills that will change your life. Be adaptable. Skill number five. Summary. Skill number one, believe in your dreams. Skill two, compete and live with freedom. Skill three, be fully present. Skill four, relax under pressure, control your physiology. And skill five, today's skill, be adaptable, have behavioral flexibility. Discipline means to prevent everything in your life from being filled up. In the spiritual life, discipline means to create that space in which something can happen that you hadn't planned or counted on. Henry Nouwen. There's a particular moment in life we've all experienced that's extremely uncomfortable. It's a moment where we feel stress or anxiety or fear. Usually, we back away. At least, most of us have. Generally, those moments trigger something in the subconscious, some discomfort, perhaps a fight or flight instinct, in which too often we've taken flight. It's those moments that the great ones have learned to adapt, to not retreat, to stay in the moment, as uncomfortable as it is, and be present to the discomfort. The word comfort literally means with strength, while discomfort means to deprive of courage. It's the old French. You might think of discomfort as moments we're forced to face the situation without the usual comforts. The question is, how do we have strength and courage in those key moments, the ones that determine success or failure, growth or limitation? Perhaps you've heard of the Stanford Marshmallow Study, in which 4-year-old kids were presented with a marshmallow and told they could have a second one if they're able to get through a waiting period. The kids who were able to handle the discomfort of restraining themselves from the tempting treat got the reward. In effect, they had two options: instant gratification, tasty treat now, or delayed gratification, double the treat later. The delayed gratification choice, perhaps most beneficial of all, enhances personal growth by strengthening your inner being, not letting your feelings control you. Some researchers call this skill executive or inhibitory control. It's the ability to not act on impulses, to ignore distractions like negative thoughts and the feelings of discomfort. It's the strength to control the urge that says, I must flee, or I must self-protect, or even yummy, yummy in my tummy. These moments that we all face come in unique circumstances to each of us. It could be serving a volleyball at match point in the national championship, or a crucial putt to win your first PGA Tour event or major. Thinking of the importance of the outcome, or your attachment to it, limits your adaptability. On the PGA Tour, for example, golfers tend to have less success on birdie putts than on par putts of the same length, even though they have identical value on the scorecard. To be adaptable, have behavioral flexibility, is to be able to handle any situation, any person, any comment, any adversity, any unexpected or hopefully not going to happen moment, without retreating or being tentative. Whether it's a person that knows how to push your buttons, a situation that pushes you into fear mode, or moments when the lure of instant gratification is strong, either way, we need to get those buttons to become power-on buttons rather than power-off. Behavioral flexibility is the ability to make every moment equal, to be your true self and have peace and confidence no matter what the situation. It's the skill of being able to control your thoughts and your physiology under pressure, being able to adapt and not let your ego dominate you. Whatever the moment is for you, you can learn to be adaptable. It takes practice and awareness and a few simple, although perhaps scary, techniques. What to do? 1. Recognize the key moments in your life where in the past you felt so uncomfortable that you retreated in fear, discomfort, or frustration rather than leaned into the moment. 2. Visualize that future moment, for it will surely happen again. Just the act of acknowledging the moment when you're in it gives you the power in that moment. See yourself acknowledging the moment, feeling the discomfort, then taking the step you haven't taken in the past. See that next step, nerves and all, and see yourself taking it. 3. You have to be willing to face feelings that in the past you ran from. When you visualize, and when the moment comes, ask yourself, am I willing to face any feeling? 4. Ask yourself, am I willing to step into this moment with whatever it brings, even though I'm extremely uncomfortable and I may fail? And 5, then use an inner excellence tool to step into the moment. Perhaps countdown breathing, box breathing, or be here right now. In the past, in those pivotal moments where we were confronted with extreme discomfort, most of us gave in to fear and or ego, not willing to fail or look foolish, and we weren't able to grow. Now, even with baby steps, you're expanding your comfort zone and what you believe is possible. You're becoming someone you've never been before. Cheers to you. Love, Jim. P.S. We're almost done with the home gym renos. Our chest freezer cold plunge is almost ready. The far infrared sauna with red light therapy should be here in a couple weeks or so. Let me know if you use any of these tools. My schedule. I'll be heading out to the Middle East February 1st to the 12th or so. That's Dubai, UAE, and Muscat, Oman. All right, till next time.